Graham, that's a hard fought point for you. Do you think your side deserved a bit more than that?
I think we could have won it, yeah, definitely. I think we had some really good chances, especially second half. I thought we played well today, and I didn't think we deserved to be 1-0 down at half time. But you know, Sheffield United are a good team, you know, flying high. And but we just encouraged the boys to go out there and play again, and I thought they did that second half and got the deserved equaliser. And like I say, could have gone on and won it.
Never good conceding goals, but from your point of view, 8 minutes, it's exactly what you didn't want, really, an early goal against.
Yeah, exactly, but it's not the timing of the goal that's, you know, disappointing. It's the way it came around, really, you know, from the player in possession, how far wide he was to eventually get into the scoring position was disappointing from our side. But I thought we reacted well to the goal and settled down, and like you say, or like I said, we could have got an equaliser before half time, but probably didn't force it enough. Second half, I thought we did that, played on the front foot and had loads of energy and movement, and you know, when the goal did come along, it was thoroughly deserved.
A terrific goal as well. A really good cross stood up to the back post by Josh Morris, and a really good header from Anthony Sarsavic. A difficult header, I would say.
Yeah, it was. But I thought we worked the ball well into that area for Josh to cross, and we've been asking him for a bit more composure from our final ball and our crosses, and I thought that was exactly how he put the ball in. And we know Sars's goal scoring qualities from last season. It's great for him to get off the mark this season. It was a fantastic header, because it was a difficult one, but he's placed it really well.
Towards the end, certainly the second half, he seemed to have the upper hand in terms of possession and chances.
Yeah, like I said, I thought we passed the ball really well second half, and we were more expansive in our shape, and we found the spaces that we needed to. I thought the front two were a handful for Sheffield United, say in Hughie and Prock, and Gaz could play off that. And then I just thought second half we caused Sheffield United more problems, and you know, I think. Yeah, you know, like I said, we're happy we're a point. We'd have loved three, but it's a good result against a very good club.
Say something when you're disappointed not to get 3 points against Sheffield United.
Yeah, definitely. We believe in this group of players so much. And I do believe there's been results that have gone against us this season when we haven't deserved them. But you know, you have to keep believing in what you're doing. And the players are that their work ethic in training is superb. And but you have to. Transfer that onto the pitch on a Saturday, and they did that, every single one of them. And it was great to see, because I thought there was a lot of good performances out there today.
Nick Horton almost won it for you with that dipping volley towards the end. It's great technique, and we'll talk about that in a sec. But first of all, the fact that you've got three or four academy boys on the bench again, it shows the ethos, I think, of the club now to bring the players through.
Yeah, it's something that we've looked at for a while now, and within the club, and we're looking to be competitive as always. You know, that's what this club is about. We want to win games, we want to be competitive, but we need to produce the players, or have players out there that suit our club, and and we want to. We need experienced players who have been there and done it, but we also need to add players in who are fresh and hungry and want to make careers, and we'll give them the basis to do that as long as they show the right qualities, and the ones that do, they know they have to earn it. You know, we don't, you know, dish out a place in the first team squad or team willy-nilly, but if they show the right qualities to compete with the first team players, then we'll give them the opportunity. And that's the sort of, I think we're a young up-and-coming club, and I think young up-and-coming players suit that sort of ethos, but they do need to learn off the experienced players that we do have as well. So it's a good mix at the moment, and I think the boys are enjoying it.